Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
When you set up in the morning, that chair should be brought down at this time. You know what I'm saying? It'll be used later, but at least it's here. And Brahman had two other sons, namely Dattari and Vidattari, who stayed with Manu. Their sister is the auspicious Lakshmi, having her abode amid the lotuses. And the spiritual sons of Lakshmi are the sky-ranging horses. And the daughter born of Sukra, named Devi, became the eldest wife of Varuna. Of her were born a son named Vala, and a daughter named Sura, wine. To the joy of the gods. And Adharma, sin, was born when creatures, from want of food, began to devour one another. And Adharma always destroys every creature. And Adharma hath Niriti for his wife. Whence the Rakshasas, who are called Nairitas, offspring of Niriti. And she hath also three other cruel sons, always engaged in sinful deeds. They are Bhaya, fear, Mahabhaya, terror, and Mrityu, death, who is always engaged in slaying every created thing. And as he is all destroying, he hath no wife and no son. Okay. And Tamara brought forth five daughters known throughout the world. They are Kaki, crow, Sieni, hawk, Fashi, hen, Dhritarashtri, goose, and Suki, parrot. And Kaki brought forth the crows, Sieni the hawks, the cocks and vultures, Dhritarashtri all ducks and swans, and she also brought forth all Chakravakas. You know the Chakravakas? Right? They're the ones you see around here. The back is black, and the bottom is very round and is white, and the kind of long legs and very short tail. Right? And they always walk around in water. Sometimes you see them around here. They go into our pond. Right? They're the ones that make all those really wild, wild sounds in the bushes and stuff. And the fair Suki, of amiable qualities, and possessing all auspicious signs, brought forth all the parrots. And Krodi gave birth to nine daughters, all of wrathful disposition, and their names were Mrigi, Mrigamanda, Hari, Badramana, Matangi, Sarduli, Sveta, Surabhi, and the agreeable Surasa, blessed with every virtue. And O foremost of men, the offspring of Mrigi are all animals of the deer species, and the offspring of Mrigamanda are all animals of the bear species, and those called Shrimara, sweet-footed. And Badramana begot the celestial elephant, Airavata. And the offspring of Hari are all animals of the simian species, endued with great activity. So also all the horses. And those animals also that are called Golangula, the cow-tailed, are said to be the offspring of Hari. And Sarduli begot lions and tigers in numbers, and also leopards and all other strong animals. And O king, the offspring of Matangi are all the elephants. And Sweta begat the large elephant known by the name of Sweta, endued with great speed. And O king, Surabhi gave birth to two daughters, the amiable Rohini and the fair-famed Gandharvi. And O Bharata, she had also two other daughters named Vimala and Anala. From Rohini have sprung all kind, and from Gandharvi all animals of the horse species. And Anala begot the seven kinds of trees yielding pulpy fruits. They are the date, the palm, the hintala, the tali, the little date, the nut, and the coconut. And she had also another daughter called Suki, mother of the parrot species. And Surasa bore a son called Kanka, a species of long-feathered birds. And Sieni, the wife of Aruni, gave birth to two sons of great energy and strength called Sampati and the mighty Jatayu. Surasa also bore the Nagas and Kadru, the Punagas, snakes. And Vinata had two sons, Garuda and Arjuna, known far and wide. And O king of men, O foremost of intelligent persons, thus hath the genealogy of all the principal creatures been fully described by me. By listening to this, a man is fully cleansed of all his sins, and acquireth great knowledge, and finally attaineth to the first states, the first of states in afterlife. Right? So the first of states is actually, you know, going to Vaikuntha, right? Going to the spiritual world. But then some, the Brahmavadis will take this as Brahman, and the Karmakandis will take this as the heavenly planets. Right? So this way then all are inspired to study and hear like that. Okay. Now section 67. Janamejaya said, O wonderful, O worshipful one, I wish to hear from thee in detail about the birth among men of the gods, the Danavas, the Gandharvas, the Rakshasas, the lions, the tigers, and the other animals, the snakes, the birds, and in fact all creatures. I wish to also hear about the acts and achievements of those in due order after they became incarnate in human forms. So he wants to know how everything, all the different species are appear, and also then how all of them come into the human form. Right? At some point he'll describe who's who in the term of demigods. Vaishampayana said, O king of men, I shall first tell thee all about those celestials and Danavas that were born among men. The first of Danavas, who is known by the name of Viprachiti, became that bull among men noted as Jarasandha. Right? Therefore, he was like one of the main of the Asuras. And O king, that son of Diti, who is known as Hiranyakashipu, was known in the world among men as the powerful Shishupal. He who has been known as Samhlada, the younger brother of Pallad, became among men the famous Shalya, that bull amongst Vahlikas. The spirited Anuhlada, who had been the youngest, became noted in the world as Drishtaketu. Right? Drishtaketu, Saketana. What is it? Yeah. Kashi Rajas Shibiriman, right? So it's like, so these are all very prominent persons. O king, the son of Diti, who had been known as Sivi, became on earth the famous monarch Druma. And he who was known as the great Asura Vashkala became on earth the great Bhagadatta. Remember, Bhagadatta is the one who'd ride on the elephant, right? And he was sold, yeah, he had his eyelashes tied up with strings. I mean, eyelids tied up with strings. Like that, he used to throw the javelin. The five great Asuras gifted with great energy, Ayashirsha, Ashwashirsha, the spirit Aishanku, Gada Nam Murdha, and Vegavat were all born in the royal line of Kekaya, and all became great monarchs. That other Asura of mighty energy, who was known by the name of Ketumat, became on earth the monarch Amitaujas of terrible deeds. That great Asura, who was known as Svarbhanu, became on earth the monarch Ugrasena of fierce deeds. That great Asura who is known as Ashwa became on earth the monarch Ashok of exceeding energy and invincible in battle. And, O king, the younger brother of Ashwa, who is known as Ashwapati, a son of Diti, became on earth the mighty monarch Hardikya. The great and fortunate Asura who is known as Rishaparvan became noted on earth as King Dirgapragya. Rishaparvan, I think he's who Sukracharya sits in his court. And O king, the younger brother of Rishaparvan, who is known by the name of Ajaka, became noted on earth as King Salwa. The powerful and mighty Asura, who is known as Ashvagriva, became noted on earth as King Rochamana. And O King, the Asura, who is known as Sukshma, endued with great intelligence and whose achievements were also great, became on earth the famous King Brihadratha. And that first of Asuras, who is known by the name of Tuhunda, became noted on earth as the monarch Senabindu. That Asura of great strength, who was known as Ishupa, became the monarch Nagnajit, of famous prowess. The great Asura, who is known as Ekachakra, became noted on earth as Prithivindya. The great Asura Virupaksha, capable of displaying various modes of fighting, became noted on earth as King Chitravarma. The first of Danavas, right, those are deities, right? All in that line. So the Danavas, the heroic Hara, who humbled the pride of all foes, became on earth the famous fortunate Suvahu. The Asura Sutra, of great strength and the destroyer of foe men, became noted on earth as the fortunate monarch Munjakesh. That Asura of great intelligence called Nikumba, who was never vanquished in battle, was born on earth as King Devadipa, the first amongst monarchs. The great Asura known amongst the sons of Diti by the name of Sarabha became on earth the royal sage called Pourava. And O King, the great Asura of exceeding energy, the fortunate Kupata, was born on earth as the famous monarch Suparshva. O great Asura, O King, who is called Krata, was born on earth as the royal sage Parvateya, of form resplendent like a golden mountain. He amongst the Asuras, who was known as Shalabha, the second, became on earth the monarch Prahlad in the country of the Valhikas. The foremost among the sons of Diti, known by the name of Chandra, and handsome as the Lord of the Stars himself, became on earth noted as Chandravarma, the king of the Kambojas. That bull amongst the Danavas, who is known by the name of Arka, became on earth, O King, the royal sage Rishika. That best of Asuras, who is known as Mritapa, became on earth, O best of kings, the monarch Paschimanupaka. That great Asura of surpassing energy known as Garishta became noted on earth as King Drumasena. The great Asura, who is known as Mayura, became noted on earth as the monarch Vishva. He who was the younger brother of Mayura and called Suparna became noted on earth as the monarch Kalakirti. The mighty Asura, who was known as Chandrahantri, became on earth the royal sage Sunaka. For the great Asura, who was called Chandravinashana, became noted on earth as the monarch Janaki. That bull amongst the Danavas, O prince of the Kuru race, who was called Dirga Jihwa, became noted on earth as Kasiraj, right? Kasirajas Chivirjavan. The Graho, who was brought forth by Sinhika, and who persecuted the sun and moon, so this is Rahu, became noted on earth as the monarch Krata. The eldest of the four sons of Danyu, who was known by the name of Vishkara, became known on earth the spirit and monarch Vasumitra. The second brother of Vikshara, the great Asura, was born on earth as the king of the country called Pandya. That best of Asuras, who was known by the name of Valina, became on earth the monarch Pandramatsyaka. And O King, that great Asura, who was known as Vritra, became on earth the royal sage, known by the name of Manimat. That Asura, who was the younger brother of Vritra, and known as Krodahantri, became noted on earth as King Danda. That other Asura, who was known by the name Krodavardhana, became noted on earth as the monarch Danadhara. The eight sons of the Kalakeyas, who were born on earth, all became great kings endued with prowess of tigers. The eldest of them all became King Jayatsena in Magadha. The second of them in prowess like Indra became noted on earth as Aparajita. The third of them endued with great energy and power of producing deception was born on earth as the king of the Nishadas, gifted with great prowess. That other amongst them, who is known as the fourth, was noted on earth as Shreni Mat, the best of royal sages. That great Asura amongst them, who is the fifth, became noted on earth as King Mahajanas, the oppressor of enemies. That great Asura, possessing great intelligence, who is the sixth of them, became noted on earth as Abhiru, that best of royal sages. The seventh of them became known throughout earth from the center of the sea as King Sumudrasena, well acquainted with the truths of the scriptures. We notice here is that a lot of these demons, because up to now, so far, we've just done the Daityas and the Danavas, is that many of them are great royal sages, means kings who are greatly knowledgeable in the scriptures and, you know, rule according to the scriptures and that. So we see is that when you're on this level of demons, you know, these high-grade demons, they follow the scripture because they know it's the best way to operate the universe. You know, does that make sense? They want to get the most out of material life, so the best way to get that is through the scriptures. But their purpose is just that, only to enjoy life, not to go back to Godhead, right? So the devotees, by using the scriptures, then whatever is the best that you can obtain in the world is obtained, but in such a way that you are able to develop your Krishna consciousness. Does that make sense? But the asuras do the same thing, but only get partial benefit by only getting the material rewards. Does that make sense? The Vedic idea is we are looking for material rewards, but at the same time we're looking to go back to Godhead. So it's worked in such a way that one advances in spiritual life. Does that make sense? So that's basically the difference, is that they will follow the scripture, but they depend upon their own prowess. They're not dependent upon the Lord. Well, the devas means they're dependent upon the Lord. Yes.
How do you call those who don't follow the scripture?
Pretty low class. And technically, they would be called tribals.
They are lower than demons, actually.
Basically. Like that. They may be, but you may find that, you know, they may be religious or God-fearing, but their whole lifestyle and all that has a, you know, a demoniac element, you know, because they harass all creatures, they do all things. Because here we also see is the fine line in here is what's the, you know, Sura and Asura, is that, you know, the benefit of the universe, how it should function, is the prominent element. Well, the demons, they simply want to operate it, but they don't mind compromising if they see that they could get something more. Well, the demigods will tend to stick to how it should be running. Does that make sense? So we see again is basically is the Lord's plan, the Lord's desire. That's then how we decide what is correct and what's not correct, right? So the Lord's pleasure is actually the ultimate standard. Does that make sense? So following the scriptures is to please the Lord, you know, like that. Religion is to please the Lord. Sacrifice is to please the Lord. Charity, austerity is to please the Lord. Right? You know, all works are meant to please the Lord. Then it becomes good, like that. Otherwise, sometimes it's hard to see the difference. Right? Yeah.
So actually, asura, they follow their own dharma.
Basically, they take the scriptures, but yeah. It means they follow the Dharma, leaving God out of it. Right? But sometimes we see there's devotees amongst the Asuras. So that's just the family like Prahlad, you know, Prahlad. So then Prahlad Maharaj then is in the demon family, so he'll follow their culture, but he himself is a devotee. So the point is once you connect it to the Lord, then there is some adjustment on the whole thing. Like that. But still, they're in the category of asuras, so. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yes.
You mentioned that many other people reincarnated, but didn't go back to Vaikuntha. So, how could he still be counted as an asura?
How could he still be counted as an asura? No, but he didn't at this point. No, it doesn't mean that a demon can't be liberated. If he's killed by the Lord, then a demon would be liberated, generally. Right? Sometimes they're not. Jiva Goswami points that out. But generally they are. If they're killed by Swayam Krishna, they're liberated. If they're not killed by Swayam Krishna, but other Vishnumurti, they might be, they might not be. Does that make sense? But since he was killed by Krishna, then he was liberated. It doesn't mean he wasn't a demon. Does that make sense? What aren't you catching?
Because Daniel died by before.
Yes, but if we remember in the story, then it was three births as a demons to fight with the Lord. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't believe.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, there is technicalities why they didn't, and that's explained. Why exactly they didn't go back to Godhead, technically, just so that we understand for our own sadhana. But the reason that those were there is because they were supposed to come three times. Does that make sense? So then it's the Lord's arrangement, because they were always thinking of the Lord, so naturally they would have gone back after the first appearance. Right? But they didn't, because of some little technicality. But that technicality is arranged so that it works like that. Does that make sense? Okay. You had something? Oh, okay. Yes.
Right here it's mentioned that the demon Ekachakra, he became Prativindya. So is the same, the son of Yudhisthira Maharaj?
It didn't say there if that was or not. We'll find out. We still got, I think, a few pages to go here. Yeah, they go, ooh, wow, okay. Yeah, they go through everybody. The eighth of the Kalakeyas, known as Vihat, became on earth a virtuous king, ever engaged in the good of all creatures. The mighty Danava, known by the name of Kukshi, became on earth as Parvatiya, from his brightness as of a golden mountain. The mighty Asura, Karatana, gifted with great energy, became noted on earth as the monarch Suryaksha. The great Asura of handsome features, known by the name of Surya, became on earth the monarch of the Valhikas by the name Darada, that foremost of all kings. And O king, from the tribe of Asuras called Krodavasha, of whom I have already spoken to thee, were born many heroic kings on earth. Madraka and Karnaveshta, Siddhartha and also Kirtaka, Suvira and Suvahu, and Mahavira and also Valhika, Krata, Vichitra, Surata, and the handsome king Nila and Chitravasa, and Bhumipala, Dantavakra, and he who is called Durjaya, that tiger amongst kings called Rukmi. Okay, so Durjaya became Rukmi. And King Janamejaya, Ashada, and Vayuvega, and also Budhi Tejas, Ekalavya, and Sumitra, Vatadhana, and also Gomukha, the tribe of kings called the Karushakas, and also Kemadurti, Shrutayu and Udvaha, and also Vrihatsena, Kshema, Ugratirtha, the king of the Kalingas, and Manimat, and he was known as King Ishwara. These first of kings were all born of the Asura class called Krodavasha. Yeah, okay. Also, it's showing it here is that they're sons of Diti and Aditi. I mean, some of these ones are Diti and Danu. So we see here that some of them would behave very well, like that. Some of them less, some of them more. Right? So it's just that that is their particular line. That's where they took birth. Just like Prahlad is born in that line, and he's, you know, very well respected, like that. And so then, like that, we might see the different lineages. There was also born on earth a mighty Asura amongst the Danavas, by the name of Kalanemi, endued with great strength of grand achievements, and blessed with a large share of prosperity. He became the mighty son of Ugrasena, and was known on earth by the name of Kamsa. Right? So Kalanemi came as Kamsa. Yes. Why? It appears to be like that. You know, so that was the thing, is Jiva Goswami makes that technical detail of when Swayam Krishna kills the demons and the liberated. But then if any other Vishnu form kills them, then sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. Depends on the situation. Yes.
So if somebody may be liberated, maybe they go to Brahman.
They come back
anyway.
Yeah,
they
come back again. Anyway, so that's why it said liberation is no big deal. Even the demons get it. So why would a devotee be interested? You know? Yes.
Well, that means that whoever doesn't get liberated by other Vishnu tattvas, so they come in Krishna Lila to get liberated.
That you don't know. Maybe good chance, but I can't say. Okay. And he who is known among the Asuras by the name of Devaka, and who was besides in splendor like unto Indra himself, was born on earth as the foremost king of the Gandharvas. And O Marnak, know thou that Drona, the son of Bharadwaj, not born of any woman, sprung from a portion of the celestial Rishi, Vrishapati, of grand achievements. And he was the prince of all bowmen, conversant with all weapons, of mighty achievements, of great energy. Thou shouldest know he was also well acquainted with the Vedas and the science of arms. And he was of wonderful deeds and the pride of his race. And O king, his son, the heroic Ashwatthamam, of eyes like the lotus petals, gifted with surpassing energy and the terror of all foes, the great oppressor of all enemies, was born on earth of the united portions of Mahadev, Yama, Kama, and Krodha. So, Shiva, then Yamaraj. Kama means desire and anger, like that. So he had all those. So that's why you see he would be, you know, very powerful, but at the same time very, you know, can get very angry or have so much desire. And from the curse of Vashishta and the command also of Indra, the eight Vasus were born of Ganga by her husband Shantanu. The youngest of them was Bhishma, the dispeller of the fears of the Kurus, gifted with the great intelligent, conversant with the Vedas, the first of speakers, and the thinner of the enemy's ranks, and possessed of mighty energy, and the first of all persons acquainted with weapons. He encountered the illustrious Rama himself, the son of Jamadagni, of the Bhrigu race. And O king, that Brahmana sage who on earth was known... Oh, okay. So we also notice here is, why would this be interesting, right? Like we note that names that we've heard of before or can relate in the story, then that's interesting, but the others may or may not be as interesting, right? So, but the king was interested to know this. That means he would know all these names. That make sense? So the kings would know what all the other kingdoms were, because this is, we're only what, two generations down from when all these persons were there and had the battle at Kurukshetra, right? So all those kings, all those kingdoms would have been known to him, because otherwise, if you don't know all the kings, you don't know all their particulars, you know, their lineages, their status. Their particular, if there's any particular customs that they have, local customs. Does that make sense? Other, then it won't, it'll be difficult. So that's why it's one of the things, is to, you know, one would know all that from all the other kings. This is called Purana, right? The Purana is not only ancient, it has to come up what's going on today. But it also then, in the arts, an expansion of that aspect, then you also know what are all the various tribal, language, culture, and those kind of things. Because the kings would also, because they might have tribals in their kingdom, you know, living in the forest and jungles. So they would have to be able to interface with them, right? And see that, you know, that they keep proper diplomatic ties and everything. Because otherwise, then they can be very, sometimes they can be very numerous and very ferocious. So you also want to have them properly, you know, how you say, under the authority of the king. Does that make sense? Right? And O king, that Brahman sage, who on earth was known by the name of Kripa and was the embodiment of all manliness, was born of the tribe of the Rudras. Oh, okay. And the mighty chariot fighter and king, who on earth was known by the name of Shakuni, that crusher of foes, thou shouldest know, O king, was Dwarapa himself, the third yuga. So Dwarapara yuga was Shakuni. Right? And we'll see that Duryodhana, then he would had he was a partial incarnation of Kali Yuga. So that's why they were friends, you know, because the yugas, they hang out with each other. Right? Yeah. Yes.
Maharaj, also in the story of Nala and Damayanti.
Nala and Damayanti.
The Dwapara Yuga had become the dice.
Dwapara Yuga had become the dice.
And also Shakuni is very expert in playing dice. So is there any connection between Dwapara Yuga and dice, unfortunately?
Dwapara Yuga and dice. Mm. Not necessarily. Unless you're going that dice starts with a D and Dwarapara starts with a D, maybe, or something. But not that I know. We'll see, maybe when it comes, maybe it'll be explained. I don't know.
And he who was Satyaki of sure aim, the upholder of the pride of Rishni race, that opposer of foes begotten of the portion of gods called the Maruts. And that means of the wind, that's the wind gods. And that royal sage Drupad, who on earth was a monarch, the first amongst all persons bearing arms, was also born of the same tribe of the celestials. He was also a Marut. And O king, thou shouldest also know that Kritavarman, that prince amongst men, of deeds unsurpassed by anyone, and the foremost amongst all bulls amongst Kshatriyas, was born of the portion of the same celestial. So Kritavarman also is a Marut. And the royal sage also, Virat by name, the scourer, the scorcher of the kingdoms of others, and the great oppressor of all foes, was born of the portions of the same gods, right? Because there's 49 Maruts, so. You know. That son of Arishta, who was known by the name of Hansa, was born in the Kuru race and became the monarch of the Gandharvas. He was known as Dhritarashtra, born of the seed of Krishna Dvaipayana, and gifted with long arms and great energy, also a monarch of the prophetic eye. Became blind in consequence of the fault of his mother and the wrath of the Rishi. His younger brother, who was possessed of great strength and was really a great being known as Pandu, devoted to truth and virtue, was purity's self. So he was purity personified. And O king, thou shouldest know that he was known on earth as Vidura, who is the first of all virtuous men, who is the god of justice himself, was the excellent and great fortunate son of the Rishi Atri. The evil-minded and wicked King Duryodhana, the destroyer of the fair fame of the Kurus, was born of a portion of Kali on earth. He it was who caused all creatures to be slain and the earth to be wasted. And he it was who fanned the flame of hostility that unlimitedly, ultimately consumed all. They who had been the sons of Pulastya, the Rakshasas, were born on earth amongst men of Duryodhana's, as Duryodhana's brothers. That century of wicked individuals, commencing with Dushasana as the first. And, O bull amongst amongst the Bharata princes, Duramukha, Dushasan, and others whose names I do not mention, who always supported Duryodhana in all his schemes, were indeed the sons of Pulastya. Right? That means, in other words, all of Duryodhana's brothers were all Rakshasas. And over and above these 100, Dhritarashtra had one son named Yuyutsu, born of a Vaishya wife. Janamejaya said, O illustrious one, tell me the names of Dhritarashtra's sons according to the order of their birth, beginning from the eldest. Okay, here comes a good one. Vaishampayana said, O king, they are as follows. Duryodhana and Yuyutsu, right? This is their order of birth. And also Dushasana, Dusaha, Dushala, and then Durmukha, Vivisati and Vikarna, Jalasanta, Sulochna, Vinda, Anuvinda, Durdarsha, Suvahu, Dushpradarshana, Durmarshana, Dushkarna, and Karna, Chitra, Viparachitra, Chitraksha, Chaduchitra, and Anga, Angada, Durmada, Dushpadarsha, Vivitsu, Vikata, Sama, Urananabha, and Padmanabha, Nanda, Upanandaka, Sanapati, Shushena, Kundodara, Mahodara, Chitravahu, Chitravarma, Suvarma, Durvi Urochana, Ayuvahu, Mahavahu, Chitrachapa, Shukundala, Bhima Vega, Bhimavala, Valika, Bhima Vikrama, Ugrayuda, Bhimasara, Kanakayu, Dridhayuda, Dridavarma, Dridakshatra, Somakirti, Anadhara, Jarasandha, Dridhasandha, Satyasandha, Sahasravahai, Ugrashravas, Ugrasena, Kshema Murti, Aprajita, Panditaka, Vishalaksha, Duradhara, Dridahasta, and Suhasta, Vatavega, Suvarchasa, Adiyaketu, Vavasin. You're not writing all these down? Oh, okay. What if we test you on this? Name all the sons of Dhritarashtra in order from the youngest to the oldest. We're reading it from the oldest to the youngest. It'll be 99% of your grade. Nagnadatta and Ayu Yaina, Nishnangi, Kuvachi, Dandi, Dandadhara, Danugraha, Ugra, Bhima Ratha, Vira, Viravahu, Alolupa, Abhaya, Raudrakaraman, Dhrita Ratra, Anadrishya, Kundavega, Viravi, Dhirga Lochana, Dhirga Vahu, Mahavahu, Vyudhoru, Kangana, Kundaja, and Chitrarata, Rakha. Okay. There was also a daughter named Dushala, who is over and above the 100. And Yuyutsu, who was Dhritarashtra's son of a Vaishya wife, was also over and above the 100. Thus, O king, have I recited the names of the 100 sons, and also that of the daughter of Dhritarashtra. Thou hast now known their names according to the order of their births. All of them were heroes and great Kaura warriors and skilled in the art of warfare. Besides, all of them were versed in the Vedas. And, O king, all of them had got through the scriptures. All of them were mighty in attack and defense, and all were graced with learning. And, O monarch, all of them had wives suitable to them in grace and accomplishments. And, O king, when the time came, the court of a monarch bestowed his daughter Dushala on Jayadratha, the king of the Sindhus,
agreeably to the counsels of Shakuni. Right, because Shakuni is from Sindh, so his sister was married to Dhritarashtra. So then Dhritarashtra's daughter then also was born, was married back into the Sindhi, you know, monarchy. And, O monarch, learn that King Yudhishthira was a portion of Dharma, that Bhimsena was the deity of wind, that Arjuna was of Indra, the chief of the celestials, and that Nakula and Sahadev, the handsomest beings amongst all creatures and unrivaled for beauty on earth, were similarly portions of the twin Ashwinis. And he was known as the mighty Varchas, the son of Soma, became Abhimanyu of wonderful deeds, the son of Arjuna. And before his incarnation, O king, the god Soma had said these words to the celestials. Right, because remember, Narayana told them all to take, that they should all take birth, you know, here on earth. So then Soma, he's having a problem with that, from attachment of his son coming. So now he will speak what his problem is. I cannot give away my son. He is dearer to me than life itself. Let this be the compact, and let it be a contract, and let it be not transgressed. The destruction of the Asuras on earth is the work of the celestials, and therefore it is our work as well. Right? So he's saying, because we're supposed to destroy the demons, so it's our work, so therefore he has to go. It's our work, but these are the conditions. Let this Varchas therefore go thither, but let him not stay there long. Nara, whose companion is Narayana, will be born as Indra's son, and will be known as Arjuna, the mighty son of Pandu. This boy of mine shall be his son, and become a mighty Kar warrior in his boyhood. And let him, ye best of mortals, stay on earth for 16 years. So that means 16 days, according to the demigods. Right? So then, you know, not so bad. Yeah, also that he's the son of Arjuna. One is that he's the son from Nara Narayan. So then that's very special. But also by that means he'll come later. Does that make sense? Because the others we see are all there in like the time of Arjuna, you know, that generation or the generation before that. Right? A couple of them are even before that. I think Bhagadatta is even older than all of them. Right? But this way then he's in the last generation, so he's only 16 when he's on the battlefield. Right? So it's just before the battle then he appears. And when he attaineth to his 16th year, the battle shall take place, in which all who are born of your portions, means the demigods, shall achieve the destruction of mighty warriors. But a certain encounter shall take place without both Nara and Narayana taking part in it. Right, because otherwise Nara and Ryan take part and it's big. So this way then he shines, right? Because he's on his own. And indeed your portions, ye celestials, shall fight, having made that disposition of the forces which is known by the name of the Chakravyuha. And my son shall compel all foes to retreat before him. The boy of mighty arms, having penetrated the impenetrable array, shall range within it fearlessly, and send a fourth part of the hostile force in course of half a day unto the regions of the king of the dead. Right? So it means whatever is there, one quarter of the army in that Chakravyuha will be killed by Abhimanyu alone before noon. Right? You know, so that's the whole, you know, so that's something special. And when the numberless heroes and mighty car warriors will return to the charge towards the close of the day, my boy of mighty arm shall reappear before me, and he shall beget one heroic son in his line, who shall continue the almost extinct Bharata race. Hearing these words of Soma, the dwellers in heaven replied, "So be it." And then all together applauded and worshipped Soma, the king of stars.
Thus, O King, have I recited to thee the particulars of the birth of thy father's father.
Yes.
Did the demigods tell beforehand that, like, the land would be extinct like that? And
the line, yeah, so many things they know.
It's like almost pre-planned.
Oh, much, yeah, pre-planned, but still, it's not that it's not fun. You know, it's just like you plan a drama, so you know exactly who's going to say what and all that. But it's how well you play the drama that makes it fun. Right? In other words, it's an opportunity in which you can express interaction with someone else. Right? Relationships can be expressed and all that. So it works. Does that make sense? It's not purely the unknown. There is the element, sometimes the unknown also brings about, but that happens anyway. You know the general points, but you don't know exact details, always how it will all work out. Does that make sense? Right. So the point is known or unknown, it's not a problem. Just like, let's say, you know that you are going to have lunch today. So does that make lunch any less good? You know? Does that make sense? So it's, you know, so many things may be known, but it's not that it's necessarily all worked out. You know. So. Know also, O monarch, that the mighty car warrior Drishtadyumna was a portion of Agni. And know also that Shikandin, who was that first, a female, was the incarnation of a Rakshasa. And O bull in Bharata's race, they who became the five sons of Draupadi, those bulls amongst the Bharata princes, were the celestials known as the Vishvas. Answer your question. Yeah. So that was the difference. Because many times you see, it's not that people won't have the same name, like we've seen Ugrasena a few times in different dynasties. And that. Their names were Prithivindya, Sutasoma, Shrutakirti, Satanika, Nakula, and Shrutasena. Endued with mighty energy, Sura, the foremost of the Yadus, was the father of Vasudev. He had a daughter named Prita, for her beauty was unrivaled on earth. Right? So it means in her day she was the most beautiful girl on the planet. Right? That's Kunti. You got that? Prita is Kunti. And Sura, having promised in the presence of the fire that he would give his firstborn child to Kunti Bhoja, the son of his paternal aunt, who is without offspring, gave his daughter unto the monarch in expectation of his favors. Right? So that means Sura and Kunti Bhoja were friends. They were, you know, they were cousin, what does that say? Cousin, paternal aunt. Right? Okay. So then they were cousins, so he didn't have any child, so he said, my first child I will give to you. So the first child then was Kunti. So that then I mean, well, her name here was Prita, but then because she was, you know, became therefore the daughter of Kunti Bhoja, she became known as Kunti. Kunti Bhoja thereupon made her his daughter, and she became thenceforth in the house of her adoptive father, engaged in attending upon brahmanas and guests. One day she had to wait upon the wrathful ascetic of rigid vows, Durvasa, by name, acquainted with truth and fully conversant with the mysteries of religion. And Prita, with all possible care, gratified the wrathful Rishi with soul under complete control. The Holy One, gratified with the attentions bestowed on him by the maiden, told her, I am satisfied, O fortunate one, with thee. By this mantra that I am about to give thee, thou shalt be able to summon to thy side whatever celestials thou likest, and by their grace thou shalt also obtain children. Thus addressed, the girl, a little while after, seized with curiosity, summoned during the period of her maidenhood the god Surya, and the Lord of Light thereupon made her conceive and begot on her a son, who became the first of all wielders of weapons. From fear of relatives, she brought forth in secrecy that child who had come out with earrings and a coat of mail, and he was gifted with beauty of a celestial infant, and in splendor like unto the maker of day himself. Like, he looked like the sun. And every part of his body was symmetrical and well adorned. So that's one of the things of beauty, is symmetry. Right? It means, you know, you have it, your eyes will be the same, both sides of your nose, everything, ears are the same. It's in a line, like that. Arms are the same. Like that, because generally we find they may be the same, they may not be the same. You know, like one leg shorter, longer than the other, 1 foot bigger than the other, or something. So beauty then is based on that symmetry. Right? It's an important element of Vedic beauty. I think even in modern studies, you know, when they do all this face development, they found is actually what you call beauty is when someone's face is symmetrical. That's all. And when it's less, it means it's less symmetrical. That's the only difference, really. So it's not necessarily the features are any different. It's just whether they match. You know, like that. And Kunti cast the handsome child into the water. And the child thus thrown into the water was taken up by the excellent husband of Radha and given by him to his wife to be adopted by her as their son. And the couple gave him the name of Vasusena, by which appellation the child soon became known all over the land. And as he grew up, he became very strong and excelled in all weapons. The first of all successful persons, he soon mastered the sciences. And when the intelligent one, having truth for his strength, recited the Vedas, there was nothing he would not then give to the Brahmanas. Right, so that means he was studied in all things. So we can see here as though he was brought up by the charioteers. Still, you know, he studied the Veda, he knew all the weapons, he knew the Shastras and everything. So the guna and karma element is there. Right? But because of his you know, the particular jealousy and that, and in some ways, sometimes ill behavior, the Pandavas then didn't accept him as a very cultured person, right? Right. So when he was reciting the Vedas, when he would sit and do his sadhana, then whatever a Brahmana would ask, he would give. You know, anything. So that's why he became famous, is because if they'd ask for his kingdom, he'd give them the kingdom. He would give anything. That why was Duryodhana had to put a lot of money in his treasury because he would constantly just be giving in charity. But he wanted to keep him because that is his match for Arjuna. So therefore it was, you know, for Duryodhana, well worth the money, right? Plus, you know, you get all the benefits of giving in charity to the Brahmins. So that will also then make him all the more difficult to defeat in battle, right? Because the more pious you are, the more difficult to defeat. At that time, King Indra, the originator of all things, moved by the desire of benefiting his own son Arjuna, assumed the guise of a Brahmana, came to him and begged of the hero his earrings and natural armor. And the hero, taking off his earrings and armor, gave them unto the Brahmana. And Shakra, accepting the gift, presented to the giver a dart, surprised at his open-handedness, and addressed him in these words: O invincible one, amongst the celestials, asuras, men, gandharvas, nagas, and rakshasas, he at whom thou hurlest this weapon, that one shall certainly be slain. Right. So basically, asuras, men, gandharvas, nagas, and rakshasas. Right. So they're all basically humans or those from the antariksha. Right. He didn't say, oh no, celestials also. He mentioned celestials. So that's basically is anyone you throw this at, then they will be killed, right? And the son of Surya was at first known in the world by the name of Vasusena, but for his deeds he subsequently came to be known called Karna. Because that hero of great fame had taken off his natural armor, therefore was he the first of Prita called Karna. Right? Because before he was Vasusena, but because of this act, then he became known as Karna. Right? because he came and asked him, and he didn't grumble and then give it because he should, or argue with him, or say, ask for something else. You know, this is connected to my body. Like that. He just immediately said yes and just gave it. So that surprised even Indra himself. Therefore, he gave him the Shakti weapon. And, O best of kings, the hero began to grow up in the Suta caste. And, O king, know thou that Karna, the first of all exalted men, the foremost of all wielders of weapons, the slayer of foes, and the best portion of the maker of day, was the friend and counselor of Duryodhana. And he, called Vasudev, endued with great valor, was among men a portion of him called Narayana, the god of gods, eternal. And Valadev, of exceeding strength, was the portion of the Naga, Sesha. And O monarch, know that Prajumna, of great strength, was Sanat Kumara. Right? So Sanat Kumara, of the four Kumaras, he's Prajumna, so he is also, you know, in another form has the post of Kamadev, he's Cupid, right? Like that. So it's interesting. So in one form he's a very strict brahmachari, but in another form he's Kamadev, right? You know, the same time as he's Prajumna, right? So that's why you always see Sanat Kumara is generally the one who's speaking, and other four Kumaras, it's generally he who's talking, giving instructions. And in this way, the portion of various other dwellers in heaven became exalted men in the race of Vasudeva, increasing the glory thereof. So it means the demigods, and they came in the family of Vasudeva. You know, all the Dwarka residents. And O king, the portions of the tribe of Apsaras, which I have mentioned already, also became incarnate on earth according to Indra's commands. And 16,000 portions of the goddesses became, O king, in this world of men, the wives of Vasudeva, right, so of the Apsaras, then they became all the 16,000 queens. And a portion of Sri herself became incarnate on earth for the gratification of Narayana in the line of Bhishmaka. And she was by the name the chaste Rukmini. And the faultless Draupadi, slender waisted like the wasp, was born of a portion of Sachi. Right? So you notice a wasp doesn't have a flat stomach. Right? It's a thin, you know what I'm saying? If you look at a wasp, which way is the thinness? The body is like this of a wasp, and then it gets thin this way. Right? You don't talk of the wasp as looking at it from the side, and then it's thin and flat. Does that make sense? So when it talks about thin waist, it means from the distance between one side and the other. It doesn't mean from the front, you know, from the navel to the back. Does that make sense? So nowadays girls are trying to be thin-waisted by starving themselves, you know. What is it? Jarat Karu, right? Wasting away, the great waste of, you know, that. And then they call themselves thin. But actually, that's not where thinness is. It's the other way. Was born, okay. Draupadi, slender waisted like the wasp, was born of a portion of Sachi, the queen of the celestials, in the line of Drupad, and she was neither low nor tall in stature, right? She wasn't too short, wasn't too tall. And she was of the fragrance of the blue lotus, of eyes large as lotus petals, of thighs fair and round, of dense masses of black curly hair, and endued with every auspicious feature, and of a complexion like that of the emerald. She became the charmer of the hearts of five foremost of men, and the two goddesses Siddhi and Driti became the mothers of those five, and were called Kunti and Madri, and she who was Mati became the daughter, Gandhari of Suvala. Thus, O king, have I recited to thee about the incarnations, according to the respective portions of the gods, the Asuras, the Gandharvas, the Apsaras, and of the Rakshasas. They who are born on earth as monarchs, invincible in battle, those high-souled ones who are born in the wide extended lines of the Yadus, they who are born as mighty monarchs in other lines, they who are born as Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas have all been recited by me duly. And this account of the incarnation of superior beings according to their respective portions capable of bestowing wealth, fame, offspring, long life, and success, should always be listened to in a proper frame of mind. And having listened to this account of incarnation, according to their portions of gods, Gandharvas and Rakshasas, the hearer becoming acquainted with the creation, preservation, and destruction of the universe, and acquiring wisdom, is never cast down, even under the most engrossing sorrows. Right? So, cast down, one means one will never be overcome, even if one is so, you know, so many difficulties, they will still be able to, you know, find inspiration and continue. Right? That's why you notice that when you hear these lines, these are the lines that generally one would tend to skip over, but the blessings from these, it gets great. In other words, he's not cast down in sorrow, means there's still focus, means you know what you're supposed to do, means it's a difficult situation, it's going to affect you, but you still have a vision, so you can still see the future, where you're going, right? That's determination. So why would you get that? Now, you would need determination and that focus and commitment to read through all these names, right? So naturally, having done that, you are blessed with that. Does that make sense? So it's natural that that would come. That's why. Because the general tendency is to get bored and not want to, so therefore, then one won't also, you know, you work on the moment rather than the long term. Because the only thing to get you through difficulty is the long term element. Does that make sense? That it will become better in time. But if you only go by the moment, then you will be overwhelmed because the moment's bad. Right? Does that make sense? Yes.
Also, while reading this list, different names are coming up and different names remind us different pastimes and different stories.
Yes. Yes, yes. It's also like that. Yeah. Because from this, if you were well acquainted, then you could tell all the stories just out of this list of names. You know, it's like, in one sense, that the whole Mahabharata is there. Just like in the first two chapters, everything is summarized like that. So in the same way here again, it's summarized if you know all the names and the stories that go with it. Okay. So, end here. Jai Ho.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.